Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're doing a reflection on Paul's life in Acts chapter 9, verses 17 through 31, and 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. You can follow along in the written out devotional content or listen here. First, let's read it in. From the passage, Paul's repentance comes after the scales fall from his eyes, as they were truly, for the first time, open to what the Lord was doing. He's filled with the Holy Spirit once Ananias lays hands on him through the Lord's command. And Paul spends many days with the disciples, the other followers of Jesus, in Damascus. He immediately begins preaching the good news about Jesus as the Son of God. Right? He's had a total flip in what he thinks about Jesus and who he thinks Jesus is. And just like with the prodigal son, telling his father that he's not worthy to live in the house, but to be a servant, and his unbelief of being forgiven and reinstated to his life, Paul is in a similar place, like a persecutor of other followers of Jesus. He repents and sees the only way to live is in Christ. His unbelief has now become transferred to those who are listening to him preach. And a lot like the older brother not wanting to attend the feast for the prodigal and harboring this like anger towards him, the religious people, the Jews in Damascus, were astonished at Paul's teaching, and they wanted to kill him. Right? That's how enraged they are. And God the Father reveals his love as Barnabas takes Paul to the apostles, relates Paul's journey about how God spoke to him and changed his life. Paul persecuted God's people, but God redeemed him with truth and love and put Paul on this path to grow his kingdom. He's going to be God's chosen vessel to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. God's love for sinners, those filled with unbelief and ignorance, shines throughout the Bible. Jesus came to preach, teach, and welcome those who were far away, those needing redemption. If you can, says Jesus, everything is possible for the one who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief. Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Paul's life was transformed, and the Lord lovingly opened his eyes, saying this, the grace of our Lord Jesus was poured out on me abundantly, along with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. You see, Paul's redemption came through spiritual sight and belief in Jesus. He was able to see his sin and how his Savior had saved him. Paul lovingly accepted God's forgiveness and his mission to lead others to receive that same grace and mercy. Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. I'm going to share three prayer points, and I invite you to press pause after this, pray these things back, however you feel led to do that. But here's the first one. Ananias was unsure about Paul's conversion, but greeted him lovingly as the Lord told him to. Maybe you have a relationship that's difficult or confusing. Bring your concern about it, about that person, to the Lord, and prayerfully ask him to shine his love through you and ask how he would lead you to respond to that person. Second, is there a situation in your life where you need the scales to fall from your eyes so you can have eyes that see? Like truly see? God knows where you need to turn around, repent, come home, and receive eyes to see what's actually happening. Ask him to reveal the truth in his loving way. And third, Paul's conversion was exemplified through his actions. He lived the life of a believer, loving as Jesus loved. Will you ask for a heart to love like Jesus loved? Finally, we want to live this out. Remember Paul's words from 1 Timothy 1:16. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. You and I, we are broken. We are flawed. We are sinners, even as believers. But the Lord is patient and his mercies are new every day. Take a moment today to sit with God and thank him for who he is and how much he loves you. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.